podcast.
A podcast about science, nature, technology, and education. And islands.
I'm Kelly.
And I'm Patrick. And together we are the hosts of the
Island CT podcast.
We don't have a note, so...
No, we don't. So we did something different. We were out at Bear Island, and while we were there, we chose to do little clips of what we noticed through a day or through part of a day, because we also taped at different times during the day.
Yeah, I think it worked really well. It was different, like mm-hmm. other times we've done just one long one. But I think having the new recorder, the Zoom, mm-hmm. it's really just made it super easy.
Yeah.
And the quality. So we're going to have some problems.
Right. And when you listen, it's not a complete podcast from start to end. It's like 1 to 2 minute chunks, maybe 5 minute chunks.
Yep. And we separated them with a little sound you chose.
Mm-hmm.
I can't remember if it goes doot or doot, something like that.
It's something like
You'll hear
that.
It as soon as this mm-hmm. is over. And the last clip, the audio is really bad. I kept it.
Mm-hmm. So. Also, if you're listening to the podcast, you'll hear the waves, you'll hear crickets, you'll mm-hmm. hear a lot of animals yeah. in the background, or natural sounds like wind, thunderstorms.
Actually, one of the ones where I was trying to chase down the whippoorwill, you won't know what's happening because it'll sound like the podcast just went quiet. But I'm just trying to be really quiet. And I left because you can hear birds in the background for a bit until the end. Never did get the whippoorwill.
Anyway.
So.
Hopefully you enjoy.
Yep. Here it is. It's on.
Oh, nice. Okay.
So I don't think we're going to have an intro because we're going to be doing this on and off. We'll
right.
do a separate intro after.
Right. I think after would be the right way to do it, just so that we could actually plan for. So we've just settled down into our tent, or we're settling
yep,
down.
Rubber band's back on. I hope this thing is still on.
Yep.
So let's see, it is July 14th. I don't need to look at my watch to know
Woo-hoo!
That.
It's our anniversary.
We're in the tent. We're on Bear Island.
Yeah.
Just got here today.
Yeah. We had a really good day.
Yeah.
So when we cross and we have everything that we're doing, there's all kinds of things that can go wrong, high winds, storms.
Yeah.
And today we just had a perfect day for coming across.
Yeah.
And we timed it well. It was very nice.
The current was with us really well. The, mm-hmm. the tide was still high enough that there was no problem.
Right.
What else? The current was really against us when we got into the bay on the island, but it usually is, but the water level was high enough that we never had to pull the canoe.
Right. It was really nice the whole day.
Yeah.
Anyway, and we always have a good time together.
Yeah. The intracoastal waterway was, we had to stop like several times,
uh-huh.
backtrack, even trying to, the traffic was so heavy.
Oh,
when
yeah.
we were trying to cross.
Oh, yeah. Like the boats. I really haven't seen.
No.
That many boats all lined up.
I think
up.
It just hit us. We just hit a...
Yeah, we were heading out at noon. So it's kind of a time when
people... Oh, it was way before that.
Was it? Oh, 11. Sorry.
Yeah, it was
around...
It was after 11.
11:20 probably.
Yeah,
because we got here at 12. Yes.
Yeah, I don't remember. I
yeah,
wrote
we
it
got
all down,
here. So. Okay. So we left around 11 there, and we arrived at the island around 12 here.
Uh-huh.
And we didn't end up eating until 1 because we're kind of setting up things.
Yeah.
And we didn't set up the tent immediately. We decided to enjoy the beach.
Yeah. yeah.
Which was a good plan.
Yeah. And let me see, we hung out there for a bit. And then after lunch, we went over to the bat house area where there's covered places.
Mm-hmm.
I think both of us were a little bit dehydrated.
I think so.
So,
So Memo, the 1,000 mLs is fine, but it's nice to have a fair bit more waiting for us here. Like maybe another whole 1,000 per person.
Yeah.
Because we had small bottles, but...
Yeah, and we really had to go through it. I have some kind of rock right underneath my rear end.
Could be a shell.
Yeah, could be a lucky shell.
So we're in our new tent. I cannot believe the space. But I wonder to what extent we're actually taking less because we're taking one less tarp.
Right.
And everything is so much easier.
Oh, yeah.
So.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, that's the thing when you're canoeing, you can really take a lot.
Right.
So. Yeah, and so, let me see, what else did we do? We were reading after that time in the covered areas.
Mm-hmm.
Then we came back here, had dinner on the beach.
Yeah.
And did some more reading.
Yeah.
Had a willet feeding in front of us.
Yeah.
The entire time.
Trying to demand his territory from us.
Yeah. And now the stars are just popping out.
They are.
I think we're exhausted. I don't know if we're...
Yeah.
I don't think we're going to go up there.
I don't think so, but
we don't have
it'll be beautiful.
Yeah. We had a wonderful wind after we got on the island.
Yeah.
And we've been relatively cool.
Yeah.
So that's been wonderful.
This is just really nice.
Cactuses.
Oh, man.
We got here, we thought, there's none at this campsite. Started to come up with theories. Why there'd be tons at one and none at the other? Because after last year.
Right.
And let's see, you've gotten two in your foot since we had that discussion. Now that I've had one.
Yeah. Oh, they're crazy.
So, yeah.
And these have like an inch long needle thorn.
Yeah.
And it's tough. It'll go through the bottom of your foot.
Well,
I think that's
it. I think that's
it
for tonight. I am getting tired. I can't see this thing. I hope. Let me see. Okay, it's starting.
Okay. We had another wonderful day today.
So first of all, it is
8:45.
Sunday. July 16th.
Oh.
Is it the 16th? 15th. Yeah. July 15th. 8:45. I'm like, I missed an entire day. Well, we were going to do it during the day, but we were busy.
Distracted.
Anyway.
I'm sorry.
It's night again.
Yes, it is.
We're in the tent.
Mm-hmm.
Although not as late as yesterday, I don't think.
No. And we have birds flying around us.
Yeah, and crickets and whatnot crawling all over the tent.
Mm-hmm. It's very pleasant. We can hear maybe a coyote.
Yeah, I don't know. I think
we aren't sure if it's people or a coyote. But anyway,
and we were hearing a woodcock earlier, like over and over.
Yeah.
Well, this morning the whippoorwill.
Yes.
That was cool.
Yeah. So last night was our first night in the new tent, and we didn't put the cover on. And it was wonderful because the temperature only went down to about 22 degrees Celsius. But one of the issues was condensation. So tonight we've like put everything back into dry bags so that it doesn't become wet just with the dew overnight.
Yeah, we've had it happen in the other tent.
Mm-hmm.
And remember, I was like, I want all of our clothes that are in the thick boating waterproof bags to go in the lighter, like backpacking waterproof bags in the tent. But I think it was even worse in this tent, probably because it's more... open, I don't know.
Yeah. Yeah, it's definitely more open. We have tons of space and really enjoying it.
Yeah, all the equipment is, well, not all the equipment, but if we used to have another tarp set up by the
table.
Mm-hmm. We didn't do it last year, but we still have to store a lot of stuff outside. Like stuff we'd never keep in the tent, like life jackets and stuff, you know, that you just put away and then they're just yucky with having been rained and and sand all over them and stuff. They're we arrived here, they were dry, washed off the sand, they're in the tent with us.
Yeah. The other thing, Patrick tried out the new poles today.
Oh yeah, we got the
all of our new poles.
Yeah. So we have four that are, I mean, they're all collapsible. They're definitely not as sturdy as the aluminum tubing we used to use on the MasterCard.
No,
they
but
seemed to, they held up really well.
Right, and these ones fit in our canoe better.
Yeah, they fit sideways.
They fit sideways, so that's a big step from having these super long poles that we had to negotiate. Okay, they have to go in on the bottom.
Yeah. And the guy lines on the tarp are also all now, they disconnect with carabiners.
Yeah, that's really nice.
It's nice. I don't know if you saw, were you behind, like back at the camp when I was, like at the last moments, taking the tarp down?
Oh, you were fast, yeah. Because I was doing trips, and I thought, oh, I'll help them with the poles and that. But the poles were all down by the second trip over just to get a few things.
And the tarp never ended up on the ground, and the string.
Nice.
Was, yeah, so that was nice.
And then for the first time, Pat set up a triple clothesline.
Yeah.
And that was a really good idea.
Yeah.
So instead of, like, running, you know, three different directions, it's all in the same direction, just different heights.
Yeah.
Very nice way to maximize airspace and walk around room, because we don't have that big of campsite. There's really a place for your tent, your table, and then everything else around you is dunes and goes up about 45 degree angles.
Lots of the sea oats are really cool around
here. And they have these little beetles that if you look close you can see all these beetles that live in them.
Yeah.
And then birds coming by
and the beetles crawl on you and stuff.
Yeah.
Which it's funny, after having had the gnats, it's like, hey buddy, no problem.
I know, you aren't a biter.
No, you're good.
Mm-hmm.
No worries.
Yeah. But so far so good.
Yeah. Yeah, I can't. We had a few gnats this morning, but like I never even put a shirt on.
Yeah.
So, and I was in shorts and never even put my hat on. It's like, ah, we're good.
As long as we have a little breeze, we're good. If we don't have any breeze, I think that's when we get attacked.
Well, also it's been dry for a while.
Yeah.
Like I remember even with a breeze, like Wednesday we're going to get hit probably. And Thursday morning might be really, really bad.
Right.
That's okay. We came prepared. So, I don't think we talked about what we saw yesterday. I mean, when we recorded yesterday, I don't think we talked about...
No, we didn't.
We saw some egrets.
Yes.
Lots of egrets. More, way more than usual, I think.
Yep, an osprey.
We saw an osprey. I'm pretty sure it was an osprey.
I did see some terns after we were talking about the difference between the look of an osprey and over the water and a tern.
Yeah. Well, if you don't know how far they are apart, they both are hovering type birds when they're fishing. So if a tern is close but you think it's really, really far away.
And today we got some serious brown pelicans in.
That was nice.
Yeah.
Because we had... We're definitely seeing fewer than we did last year.
Yes. We don't have... Last year we had these long trails of 20 pelicans all going in a group in one direction and then following each other in another direction, whether they're going for food or
what their migration was around the island. They were moving back and forth through the day. And today, the water was very calm, so we didn't have like heavy waves at any point throughout the day. And when they came by, they were just perfect, gliding nicely over the wave and dipping their wing a bit.
Yeah,
it was awesome.
Really, really low. The mm-hmm. primary is almost touching the water. It's cool.
Mm-hmm.
Let's see, what else?
Oh, we used our fins today, too.
Used our fins?
Yeah.
They're like halfway between, well, they're closer to training fins than real fins.
Right.
But they're, I don't know if they call them travel fins that we just got. And, yeah.
They were a lot of fun.
Our canoe was pretty loaded, but it was okay.
Mm-hmm.
And I think it's definitely worth taking them.
Yeah, I think so, too.
I mean, at one point, we were just swimming along and like casually, but mm-hmm. you know, not just mostly, like, you know, really, like, we were kicking, right?
Mm-hmm.
And we were just staying in one spot against the rip current.
It
was
yeah,
really strong today.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So, but we had a lot of new things that we tried out today, which was cool.
Stars last night were beautiful.
They were incredible.
They're just coming. Oh, there's another one there.
Yeah. So the stars here, it's like, it's just this wonderful show as you go to sleep at night. If you lay down and you can start to see them come out around 8:30. And then as soon as you start to get like full dark, they start popping out. And it was neat. The other night, we went down to check the canoe. We're like, oh, there's some more. Oh, I see some more. Oh, did you see that one?
Yeah.
Well, that one looks like a planet.
We stared at Scorpio for a while.
Yeah.
It wasn't super low on the horizon. It was slightly up above. And there were so many. I think there were probably three planets.
I had to see Orion's Belt in the morning.
Really?
Yep.
Oh, well, that
just
would make
sense.
Just
down at the bottom.
I guess.
Down on the horizon. I was pretty impressed. I was like, one that I know.
Well, that's usually a winter one.
Yes, it is. But it was at the very bottom, and I don't know what time it was, but it was early in the morning.
Cool.
I think that's it for tonight.
We'll get back tomorrow.
Mm-hmm.
Good night.
Good night.
Okay. It is July 16th, Monday morning at 6:20.
Mm-hmm.
6:22, and we just finished our breakfast.
Yeah.
We are on the beach.
Yep. We've had several visitors. We've had brown pelicans.
Yep.
And what else?
Well, just flying by.
We had a willet. We had these little things that I couldn't figure out what they were because they were backlit.
Yeah.
But they were really tiny seabirds.
Actually, I'm going to hold this up more. We're right by the...
Water.
I mean, so it's low tide.
Mm-hmm.
Low tide was at 5. So low tide was when we got up. But
we're sitting at the edge of the water.
We're sitting right at the edge of the water. As a matter of fact...
We'd probably have to move back any second.
It's come up. It's probably still coming up pretty slowly,
mm-hmm.
but we had one wave come up within, I'd say, less than 2 meters from our feet.
Yeah. And we're circled with clouds.
Yeah. It looks like today's going to be a little bit more cloudy.
Still, which is a good thing.
Yeah, the more the better. Yep. We just listened to the weather report on the National Weather Service,
mm-hmm.
that automated thing with the handy talkie. Ooh, look at those guys!
Oh, yeah, see?
What are those guys?
That's what I noticed earlier.
Probably little plovers.
Yeah.
We looked up in the book, I don't know if I mentioned it already, but it looks like what we thought was Wilson's plovers, probably not.
Right. So, and the willets, they are looking like they're territorial.
Yeah, definitely.
So they have a certain area of the beach, but it's a large one. It's, it's like 50 meters of beach front that they take it on as their own.
Yeah.
So they've been fiercely fighting beach control.
Yeah.
And it's really funny because they'll be down by the
Do you see
swimmers.
Those guys out there? Right in the blue above the clouds. A tiny, tiny way in the distance. Actually, they're probably not tiny if they're that far. Anyway.
Yeah, it's weird having clouds. Well, I mean, we don't have very many clouds. We have mare's tails overhead. Look at that. Straight up.
Yep.
Isn't that beautiful?
Yep.
But all around the horizon, it's more...
Thunderheads.
I mean, that looks like a thunderhead right there.
Right in front of us are two giant thunderheads.
Actually, look behind. My gosh. We're encircled.
Yeah. And we have a big thunderhead right over our tent without a tarp on it.
Well, that's not a thunderhead. That's yeah, we said... So 20% today, we're definitely going to go without a... Without the fly, unless something happens. I just wanted to get a quick recording part because the forecast
around.
Says it's going to go bad.
Yeah.
And I think Wednesday morning they said we might wake up to thunderstorms. So
yeah,
this might be the last time.
The other thing, we walked down the beach at 5.
Yeah.
The bathhouse is about. A kilometer away.
Yeah,
and
we'll have to look on the map.
We have to look to get the exact, but it's about a kilometer. It's a
13-minute walk.
A 13-minute walk. Yeah. And this morning, it was at low tide. We just happened to wake up at low tide. And we walked down the beach, and it looked really cool. It looked like the water was so much further out.
Yeah.
But I think it was a lighting part.
Yeah, 13 minutes to walk, and then to get the water boiling, I ran back. It took me 7 minutes. And then boiling the water took about 8 minutes or so once I had the stove lit. Mm-hmm. So that'll be something we'll have to record, the stove going.
Yeah.
It's like a jet engine.
It is. In a car... camping area, we always are hesitant about, you know, opening up the stove and turning it on because of how much sound it makes.
Especially since we're always up at like
five
or so. Although if we're hiking rather than doing this type of camping, we usually don't cook breakfast. Mm-hmm. Right, because I mean, a lot of times I remember getting up at 4 or 3 in the morning, even, and you put your stuff on and you do your peak,
right?
And then you try to be coming off of the mountain by 2 or 3 in the afternoon because you don't want to, you know, bad stuff can happen,
right?
And then you have that evening and or that afternoon where you can try to dry out stuff, change, cook.
We dried out a lot of our stuff yesterday.
Yeah.
So we were really fortunate.
Yeah. Clothesline stayed up?
Yes. Awesome clothesline.
Yeah. Although the wind wasn't that bad.
So no.
It hasn't gone through the test.
But we will be tested later in the week.
Yeah. There's no question about it.
Oh, dear. It'll be fun.
Call it for now?
Okay.
So, but this is neat we got this recording in because this is something we do pretty much every day.
Yeah.
That's the first thing, is breakfast, go out onto the beach, and then have our coffee and oatmeal. Mm-hmm. More little visitors.
Yeah.
Okay. Shut this off. Okay, it's on. So, still July 16th, 5:27.
Mm-hmm.
We just had dinner.
Yeah.
We're still having dinner.
Right. We're still eating it. And Patrick found one of my former students on the beach.
Oh, yeah!
So he found
Chris.
Yep.
On the beach. Who I've had, like...
Chris and his girlfriend.
Yep, about 10 years ago. Yep. Well, I guess less than 10 years because he's still in college. So about 7 years ago. And he is, you know, apologetic.
He's an army man now. He's doing the ROTC.
Man. He's yeah. reclaimed his life.
Reclaimed his life.
Since middle school.
Yeah. Although it sounded like he was doing pretty good starting in high school. Like
yeah. I'm sure he was. To get into Virginia Tech, he did very well.
It's funny, so many of your bad ones
yep.
come back mm-hmm. and
just they've turn turned out it to around. Be
really good people, yeah. doing good stuff.
And yeah, and I see them in middle school, and no one wants to return to their cells at 12. Yeah. I tried to remember that. No one says, I wish I was 12 again. So, but today has been really good. We've had several swims. We've had an overcast sky, which has been awesome.
It started overcast, and it was really nice. Mm-hmm. But starting around, was it like 1 or so?
Yeah.
The sun burned through, and it's been really hot.
Yes, it has been.
Mm-hmm. I mean, there's haze up there right now.
Right. But tomorrow, you'll probably hear thunder.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Well, we've been hearing booming, but I think it's exercises at Camp Lejeune.
I think so, too. I don't think it's thunder, but just...
I don't think so, yeah.
The military exercises going on Cherry Point. So.
And we think we might have heard jets. Of course, we'd never
yes.
see them.
Yeah, we can't They're see so them. High. Last night, we had another beautiful sky.
Yeah, that was wonderful. Mm-hmm.
Tonight, we probably won't get a good sky.
There's a lot more clouds out. Yeah, I don't think so.
Mm-hmm. But it was a great day.
Yeah, lots of swimming. I love the new fins.
Yeah. We've been using them steady.
Haven't done our long hikes yet.
Nope. May do one tonight.
Yeah, might do one tonight.
A little bit one.
To the north east end.
Of the island.
That's a shorter one.
Mm-hmm.
Looking at the tides, it looks like the southwest end might... I don't want to put it off too late, but it looks mm-hmm. like the later we go, the better... Mm-hmm. It would be for the tides.
I agree.
Anyway, we'll see. So what else? Not much.
No.
We're under the tarp right now.
We saw many more brown pelicans today.
Yep. Yeah, there's definitely quite a few more than we saw earlier.
Mm-hmm. Met a woman with a deaf dog, which I thought was pretty cool. She uses a special collar to alert him. To come to her, or her to come to her.
Like it uses a vibration
yeah,
on the
vibration
collar,
yeah. on the collar, so the dog knows when to attune to her. And the dog is just very, she's well behaved.
Yeah, that's really neat.
Yeah, it's awesome. It's just neat to see, because obviously the dog would love to be with people, and it will always go with her, and she just, you know...
Yeah.
Uses the vibration control.
Well, call this short
yeah.
little one. I don't know if how much we'll keep doing these after people get a sense for Bear Islands. But,
right.
But it's fun to have these short little
yeah.
things. Especially after our hike out, it'll be more interesting.
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
Okay. Testing. Yeah, I think it's... Yeah, it's recording.
Oh! Sweet.
It just popped.
I'm sorry.
Just, no, it's from me moving.
Oh.
Okay, it is... Let's see. It's 9:13 p.m. 21:13. It's July 17th, Tuesday. We're in the tent.
Mm-hmm.
We tried our new lights that you got for the
yep.
first time.
And they're pretty awesome.
They're very cool.
And they're really small. They're just the LED on a string, so there's not a lot of pizzazz to them.
Is it? I think it's a 3-meter string.
Yep.
And we could have gone a little longer, maybe 2-6.
Yeah, you know, I think this is plenty of light for searching for stuff in the tent.
Right.
If we're just giving it. And, but you couldn't read with it when it was high up. So I think probably to get enough to read would just be too much. Better off going for a headlamp.
Yeah. It's a very pleasant light right now because you can dig through and actually find things.
Yeah.
And our tent is very roomy.
The poles aren't broken yet?
No.
Unlike those
campers.
Camp
3
9?
Down from us. Yeah.
Yeah, Camp 9. And we had a crazy day.
Yes. So we had
the crisis.
20 to 25 mile an hour winds, which I guess we haven't really been in.
Oh, yeah, we've been
in, but not coming up that quickly.
It came up really quickly.
Yeah.
So we're looking at the pole. You remember you were reading and I was standing.
Yeah.
And I just kept staring at the pole because there are new poles.
Right.
And so they shake more.
Right. And whistle.
And they whistle, yeah. Because
the wind was so strong.
Yeah. Well, I think you had it right. I think it's because they have holes on the side. So it acts like a flute.
Yeah, but you have to have a strong wind to
to
get that sound.
So I was looking and I'm like, yeah, you know, I think it'll be fine. And I was just going to leave it. And then it started to rain harder.
Yeah.
And that was the thing that was really awesome about the new ones, is they're collapsible.
Yeah.
So I was able to drop them down, which we couldn't do with just the McMaster car aluminum tubing.
And then we had a very healthy thunderclap.
Well, you know what happened? We decided to pack it up earlier.
Mm-hmm.
Because, what, it was like an hour after high tide?
Yeah.
And so it had already started going out.
Oh, we were getting the water.
And the water.
Because we were getting a bit of a storm surge.
It came all the way up through our, underneath the tarp, all the way to the back.
Beyond we're high tide line. We're like, what?
And the wind was pushing the water in that direction. And so we're like, okay, we've got to go. And since we wouldn't be able to stay there, are you getting sand in your eyes?
No, it's from before.
It's from before?
It's not from right now.
Because
I'm trying to blink it out.
Yeah, actually, that's something we can talk about a little bit. This is an issue here. But, and so then we started to take everything down, the tarp down, and got it down pretty fast.
Mm-hmm.
And so that was an experience.
Yep.
And then it got, the wind's still pretty high. The forecast said it would drop to 12 miles an hour.
Yep.
It's
around 11?
I don't know if it, oh, not until 11. Okay.
Yeah.
Either way, it's really gusty. So.
Obviously, I think we have to listen to our weather forecast, because I think...
We'll do that right after this.
I think the ladies' forecast had actually changed.
Well, we have the All Hazards Radio, so
people
are listening. They're getting forecasts from apps on their phones and stuff.
Right. I'm just digging out at eye drops, and then I'll be right back over.
So that's the other thing, is last year and years before, but last year was the worst. We were in a bad section and for wind carrying sand, and like we had a little dune inside the tent.
Oh yeah.
So
it was crazy.
Yeah, but the real problem after putting the fly up and trying to get rid of as much sand as we could was that the wind directs the sand up underneath the fly and onto the mesh. And then when the tent shakes, the sand would get down onto us, and the problem is in your eyes, right?
Yeah.
So.
Because your eyes, you're good. Oh, pardon me.
you're good. And then suddenly there'll be a dusting that drops in your eyes, and you have to kind of blink and try to get it out.
Or you're asleep.
Yes.
And then you start waking up, and your face is covered with sand, and you right. don't realize it. Mm-hmm. And you start to open your eyes, and you put your hand up, and it's like...
So far, it doesn't look... I don't know, I'm feeling the mesh, and it doesn't look too bad in this tent, so...
No, I think it's lower that it built up a bit. Ooh.
Might just be also the size of the tent. I don't know.
The angle of it.
Yeah.
So very happy with our new tent. I think we said that once before.
Yeah. But
it's quite a deal to have this much more space.
Is it really a tent, or is it more like a cottage?
It's more like a junior cottage.
Yeah.
So we have a tiny home as a tent. No, it's actually quite small. It does not have a sink or a bathroom.
Well, it's a four-man tent.
It is. So. Four-man, three-season. But we've always done two-man tents or three. And so we have so much more space. And right now we're kind of shut in because of the wind being so high and the sand blowing.
We were outside, actually, the whole time.
I meant at night. Like, we're laying down.
Oh, we're shut in, meaning we've got... Yeah.
We can't really open things without being dusted with sand.
Well, we have the... Are the vents both open on your side?
No, one is. Yeah, well, they closed. One closed.
Just one is online. But the top of the vestibule is open.
Yeah. So. No, we have... But I was just about to say... In a 2-3-man tent, we would have been sweating and having to just open up. And with this one, we can keep it a little closed. It's not perfect, but I'm not, like, dripping with sweat because of the heat.
No, I know what you mean, And the humidity just from us being in here.
Right.
Yeah.
That's pretty cool. Pardon me. And what was the other thing that happened today? We went in for a swim.
Oh, the longshore current. The rip current.
Was so strong. We were unable to paddle and hold our own. We were just like pulled down. But we were also, we didn't worry because we were at knee to waist deep. So we could always put down our feet and waddle back to where we wanted to be.
Well, I felt comfortable I could swim to the shore.
Yeah.
And if I couldn't, so that I was like, okay, I'm in one of the rip currents going out, I would have just let myself go along shore in the direction of the current.
Right, exactly.
And then I figured I'd be fine. But trying to work against it with both short travel fins and... those web gloves, I couldn't keep up.
I couldn't keep up to it. And of course, we're just doing it for exercise, so we're just having,
having fun.
But it was just interesting to test the current and be like, whoa, this is really strong. And of course, we're two swimmers swimming together who keep checking on each other and aren't that far away from each other.
Yeah.
So it's not like we haven't been to the ocean before. All my disclaimers as we just explained what we did.
Do not try this at home.
Do not try this if you haven't been in the water by an ocean. Just like, test yourself always where you can put your feet down and don't go over waist deep because the currents can be quite strong.
Oh, and we met one of the... Did we talk about this already? We met one of your students.
Yep, we talked about that.
Oh, we did? Okay. Yep. That was really fun.
Yep. We haven't seen him much. He's still here.
Yeah?
They just went to the bathroom. So they must be busy. So I'm glad they're still here.
Okay, well, maybe shut this down and bring on the hazards radio and see looks like
for tonight.
The scary 2 a.m. Is that when it's
2 a.m. downpour? Yeah.
Lightning.
Maybe thunderstorms. Yeah. But we won't have 25 mile an hour winds.
No.
we don't have any guidelines on the tent.
No.
So when the guy said, our tent pole broke, I was like, okay. Plus, I've never set up a tent this big. I mean, no. It's got to be really catching the wind. So, I mean, it's shaking like hell. So, mm-hmm. Okay.
Good night.
Say good night. Good night.
Back toward Camp 6. I'm at the canoe. Let's see. It's 5:32. I was chasing the whippoorwill, trying to get him, get a recording of him. Oh, wait. I think he moved closer. No. I don't think he's close enough to get a recording. Yeah, so he's been moving around. The other day it seemed like he was just staying in one place, fading in and out, but he must be moving around. Huh.
Okay, it is Wednesday, July 18th, 8:28 a.m.
We started with our kind of clear morning.
Yep.
We ended up, rain started when we had breakfast. And we went for a walk, and we had this wonderful walk where the clouds have lifted and we have visibility to both the Bogue Inlet land area of Hammock State Park and Emerald Isle.
Yeah, so we're by the bird sanctuary.
Yep.
At the northeast end of the island.
Mm-hmm.
Walking back. Oh wow, look at the mist.
Yeah.
Up of the waves in the
yeah.
distance.
Yeah, it's right probably in front of our place.
So we saw, we caught a crab.
Yeah.
That was kind of cool. Only one claw on our blue crab. But then we found another one with two claws.
Yeah.
But there was a fish in
yes.
one of the intertidal pools trapped.
Yes, and it was a good sized fish.
1.5 hand spans of mine from tip to tip of pinky to tip of thumb. That was cool.
Yeah.
And he kept going, trying to get away when I was chasing around for him. And then at one point he turned towards me and I'm like, well, I must have lost him. And I'm walking around and the dust is settling and he's slamming into me. That was really cool.
Yep. He decided to fight. There was no flight. He was going to fight
That's
it cool. out. And then we found a hermit crab that was huge. I've never seen a hermit crab this large outside of a pet store.
Yeah.
It had these claws that looked like they could pinch you, which usually is in the case of the hermit crabs we found around here.
Oh, there's one of those little mystery plovers.
Yeah.
I don't know what it is.
Following us down the beach.
That looks like it has a V. I think those are baby killdeer.
Yeah, I think
that V would turn into two bars eventually. I don't know.
We're pretty sure we have a bunch of baby killdeer on the island. And what else did we find?
Saw some egrets.
Yeah, mud snails.
Mud snails. Oh, that's the huge colony of the tiny little hermit crabs.
Yes. Yes.
All moving around, all bunched together.
Yeah, I've never seen them so small. Like these shells were half of a centimeter.
And so concentrated.
Yeah.
Like there must have been 1,000 there.
Yeah. It was like a little colony. Yeah.
A lot of them on a piece of seaweed.
Seaweed. The other thing we noticed, and one was found on a keyhole urchin, was a sponge. And we've seen several sponges that have been about 3 centimeters in height.
Uh-huh.
And it's pretty interesting to see them, you know, spread in around the tidal pools.
The little plover's walking in front of us.
Yeah, the
can't
leader.
Can't stop anymore. He's like, people on the beach.
I'm not sure if he's adopted us as part of his flock or if he's trying to escape us. We might be his safety.
Looks like we've left the end of the bird sanctuary.
Yeah.
So we'll be going by Camp 11 pretty soon.
Right.
Okay, shut this down for a
bit.
And then you press record and it's going. Super!
Great!
It is Friday, July 20th.
And you can probably hear the waves because we're walking in on the beach, right where the waves are hitting the beach. It is moving to low tide right now.
It's 7:01.
Yeah. And we're going towards Cherry Point in order to get there at low tide so we can see some stuff.
Yeah. This is our long hike.
Yeah.
We started at 6:51.
Yep.
From mile zero at the bathhouse area.
Yep.
And, oh, I think there's a marker coming up here. So when you say Cherry Point is on the Marine base, right?
Yes, it is. So hopefully we're going to end up...
We're just going to the southwest end of Bear Island.
Bear Island. And
well,
you can see Cherry Point from there. If it's low tide, you can really see it.
Is Cherry Point the one
port? It's the one with the fence.
Ah, okay.
Yeah, that's what I understand Cherry Point is.
Okay, I didn't know.
There's this huge fence where it says, do not go beyond this point.
Yeah, yeah.
Active artillery.
Yeah. Do you want to walk up towards the dunes a bit?
Yeah, see the marker?
So this is once every trip we take a long hike towards the southwest end of the island. And this is it. We are expecting low tide at 9:21, I think, and
trying to get our large walk out of the way before the heat of the day.
Yep.
And it's really clouded. We had quite a bit of rain last night, and it was a gentle rain. It wasn't a thunderstorm or anything.
Yeah, still no thunderstorm straight
overhead.
Us.
Like a first.
First, yeah. Okay, mild 0.5.
Okay.
So we're angling back towards, oh look, I can see some sun hitting the dunes way in the distance on Bear Island. Anyway, so I noticed the mile marker at the bird sanctuary at the northeast end was 1.0.
Yeah.
So this hike has to be longer than that by at least 50%.
Yeah.
Maybe twice?
I think it might be 3 miles, but I could be wrong.
From the bathhouse?
From the bathhouse to the end.
Okay.
But maybe it's 2. Maybe I'm exaggerating.
Yeah, it seems like 3 would be an awful lot. Just looking at... Like, the bathhouse area isn't in the center of the island, but it's not hugely far at one end.
Yeah, so you're right. It's probably 2.
Just 2. It doesn't seem like a long hike, but man, when the sun is
beating down
on you,
it is rough.
And you've been here for a few days and your feet are starting to get a bit raw from the hikes and the being in the water all the time.
Right.
And running. Do a fair bit
so we did get to see woodcocks flying this morning.
Oh, that was incredible.
Yeah.
Never seen a woodcock before.
No. Only heard that meep, meep.
Yeah. Well, so, I mean, we still have never seen a woodcock in such a way that we could identify it.
No. It was dawn, and we could see the, you know, silhouette. We knew it was a woodcock because of the amount of noise it was making.
Yeah.
So, funny thing, there's this group of grackles on the island, and they're really interested in people. I think they're scavengers, to tell you the truth. So you'll start putting things together at your picnic table, and suddenly the bushes beside you are just live with grackles and yakking and chatting. And you might be able to hear the chatting over
at the dunes. There's one of those flocks.
Yeah.
Although, there's not much to scavenge at this part of the island.
No, it's funny, though. They're very interested in what you're doing, so they'll gather around. And sometimes a seagull, if they see action, they'll go over and hover to see if there's any food. And we don't feed anything on the island.
Nope, we don't.
Because we don't want to make it so that wildlife will be hurt. Because then it starts to be a conflict between the campers and the birds.
Keep wildlife wild.
Yeah. Yeah, and to keep it wild.
I don't know, but looking at the dunes right now, I'm thinking they took a big hit from last year.
They look like they're... the front half has been taken. I don't know if that's possible. But doesn't it look like they've been split?
Yeah, it looks like... I mean, they always have kind of that look, but it looks like... It looks worse than last year, yeah. I mean, it's the natural process. There's nothing...
Right.
So... Anyway, we saw the International Space Station go by last night.
Oh, yes! And we got... Well, you got to see a falling star. I got to see the meteor with you.
Yeah, that was really cool.
Ooh, it was big.
I kept expecting it to just wink out, and it just went across the sky, even orangey.
Yes.
So it stayed together for a long time.
Yeah, that was cool. And it was pretty amazing that the sky cleared up enough for us to see it, because we've been having partly cloudy skies and hazy.
I wasn't sure, like it was around 9:30 to 9:40. It was really slow going across the sky, wasn't it?
Mm-hmm.
I wasn't sure we were going to be staying up long enough.
I wasn't sure either, because we're pretty exhausted at the end of the day.
Yeah.
So funny thing, so we're out looking at the stars, and Pat's like, yeah, you should see it come in around here. It should go around by Jupiter. And he's explained to me where the path should be. And then he goes, oh, I forgot my glasses.
Oh, I can't believe I forgot my glasses. I mean, I could still see it, but...
Yeah.
I'm like, why are all the stars kind of a little bit blurry? Not that I, like, really need them. It just makes things clearer.
Yeah.
For me.
So you have a crisp image.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I wonder if the audio is like, it's just going to be the sound of waves with mumbling.
Yeah.
Anyway, we'll have to see when we get home.
Okay. I think that's it for now.
Okay. Maybe on the way back, we'll describe what we found at the point at low tide.
Yeah. Hopefully we find some crabs.
Cool. Yeah, that would be cool. Okay. Goodbye.
Goodbye.
Okay, there's lots of noise.
Yep.
The waves, we're close to the waves. There's also wind. We have our puff thing on. We had it on all week.
Yeah.
It's July 21st, Saturday, 3:44 p.m.
Our last day.
Our last day. And it is hot.
Yep. Luckily, we have a lot of clouds.
Oh, there's a cloud!
So when the cloud blocks it out, it gives you such relief from the heat. We have been packing today.
Which is why it's hot.
Yes.
Because the tarp's been packed away.
Right. And it's a good choice.
Yeah.
So we packed up this morning. We were finished packing by around 10:30. And we thought it went much faster than any other year.
Yep. Well, that was because, let's see. Well, we were getting ready for the storm yesterday. And we got hit by the storm during the night. When did it finally get strong?
12 and 3.
Yeah.
So we were woken up like every 2 hours either with hard rain or crazy winds. And yeah. It was the wind gusts that hit at 12 and 3.
Yeah.
They were 25 mile an hour wind gusts.
No lightning though.
No.
And we stayed dry.
Yep.
I don't know how, with the vents open at the top, how, but...
No, it was awesome, though.
Yeah, that was fantastic.
Now our tent is empty.
Yeah.
All of our stuff is pretty much down by the canoe. There's quite a few things we have to move down today, but or after supper. But then we will have everything packed over there, which is kind of exciting.
Yep. And tomorrow morning... We're off sometime, six or seven, something like that.
Yeah. And we're trying to get out before wind picks up.
We saw, go ahead.
And thunderstorms.
Yeah. We saw lots of fun creatures last couple of days.
Yeah.
The ranger, one of the two rangers, Brian.
Right.
Was bringing up some stuff they found.
Yeah, they found some legless lizards. They're called glass lizards.
Glass lizards.
Yeah. And were very cool. They have this coppery look, and apparently they're all over the dunes.
Yeah.
And the one they found today had fallen off of a dune onto the beach.
He says it's common that if they crawl over the dunes, the barrier dunes, then they end up on the beach, and that side of the dune is a lot steeper.
Got it.
And they can't get back inland, and usually the gulls get them then.
But they were very cool looking.
Yeah.
And the difference between the lizard and the snake is they actually have eyelids, so they can blink. And they have ears.
Yes, we'll have to look that up. That was an interesting thing. What was that snake yesterday he had?
He had a corn snake.
Corn snake, that's right.
Yeah.
That was really, really a pretty snake.
It was. It was a beautiful looking snake.
And yesterday we did our long hike.
Yeah.
To the, was it southwest end of the island?
Yeah.
So that was fun.
It was.
We recorded a bit on our way out.
Oh, and this morning we got to see a nightjar.
That's right. We think
it
looked like a humongous sparrow.
Yeah.
And it was very dark. I mean, it was twilight, so we couldn't see very well the colors or anything. Mm-hmm. But it definitely had two white patches on its wings. That
right.
Were long, thin, pointy.
Yep.
We'll have to look it up. So I'm guessing it was the whippoorwill, but we don't know.
And this morning we enjoyed a breakfast in the rain.
Yeah. Oh, and we had the flame up.
Yeah.
It's never happened this bad before. I always close the valve at the stove end when I'm done.
Mm-hmm.
But somehow this time I hadn't.
Right.
I don't know why. Maybe we were busy and I left it. And then this morning...
Just can't take this for a moment. Oh, you can't.
It's a book. Yeah.
Oh.
We're in the water.
Yeah.
There's tides coming in. We're sitting on the beach, but... Anyway, I didn't realize that the valve at the stove end was open, and it was raining hard and windy, and I thought, I'm just going to light it in the tent. Well, right. In the vestibule. We don't really cook in the tent, in the vestibule. But there's that rule. You never, ever light the stove.
Right.
In
a
tent.
Closed tent, yep.
And at the last minute, I was like, nah, you know, this is a safety thing. I'll light it outside. So I pump up the fuel bottle, and then I open the valve at the fuel bottle end. And then I go get the lighter, and I go to open the valve at the stove end, and it's like, it doesn't want to open. I'm like, what is happening? And then I'm like, oh, it's already open. That's weird. Right. So I quickly shut it, right? But the wind was so strong, I couldn't hear that it'd been shooting out. I'd never noticed, you know, because I couldn't hear that it was shooting out fuel. And I guess I just didn't realize how long it had been since I opened up the valve on the fuel bottle. I thought it had been just a couple seconds.
Right.
And I reached way away from the door of the vestibule. I'm still sitting in the tent. And I sparked that lighter, and that thing flamed up higher than the
tent.
And it kept going, not that high, but kept going for a good minute or
two. Oh yeah, it had to burn off for quite a bit. Like,
yeah.
You know, you would never want to have it in a closed setting. It would burn for a while.
So I know you've got to cook inside the tent or the vestibule sometimes, but never light your stove inside.
No.
Light it outside, bring it in. Boy.
Yeah, that was key.
Yeah, we had our usual breakfast on the beach.
Yeah.
Saw the night jar.
Tried out our, we both had our...
Our new rain pants. Yeah, because it only started to let up as we were walking out onto the beach.
Which we may be wearing tomorrow.
Yeah.
They're a great way, if you dress lightly overall, to stay warm in a very wet environment.
Yeah.
Because we had, like, steady rain all for the last day and all through last night.
Yep.
And it's supposed to start up again tomorrow.
Yeah.
So.
Our guy lines and our banking of the tent, I mean, we had sand piled up on all sides. That really kept us dry.
Oh, yeah.
We know of at least one camper down the few campsites down that was just... Basically, they were sleeping in puddles.
Right.
He said the rain, the wind was shooting the rain up underneath the fly and on and through their mesh.
Yeah.
And into the tent.
And two of us are at our campsite, and then at Michael's campsite, we banked up the sand so that it matched the fly. Yeah.
Which made it really hot in the tent at first.
It did.
Early in
the
night.
It did. But then it stopped the wind from being able to whip through your tent
right.
and tear up things.
Yeah. So we stayed dry. Well, call it for now.
Yeah.
We'll be a little bit of reading and then like make dinner and do the last little bit of packing for tonight. Well, no, there's a bit more after showers. But
yeah. And I have to run back and get something to cover my legs.
You want to use this? Because I've been covered for quite a while.
Okay. I might.
And the next podcast will probably be from in the car driving home.
Yeah.
Because after this...
With our Dunkin' Donuts coffee.
Yeah. From Jacksonville somewhere.
Yeah. As soon as we can get it, we have it.
Okay. Goodbye until later.
Goodbye. So that's our podcast
at
Bear Island.
So maybe another one coming up soon.
Maybe even this weekend if we're well planned and get all of our Bear Island stuff packed away.
So thank you for listening to the Island CT podcast.
And hope to
check out the
there's
no such thing the blog not
check
the
out
page.
Our page
yeah, because we have a really fantastic page with pictures and everything we did so check out the web page for the trip.
Bye bye.